Need to stay side. I'm Lester Graham. Republicans in the legislature really don't want to raise taxes to pay for road repair, so they're looking around to see if they can sell some state property. Things like rest stops, some small airports, maybe the Blue Water Bridge, which connects Michigan to Canada at Port Huron. Here to discuss the ideas are this week's political commentators, Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic state legislature, and John Selleck, CEO of Lansing public relations firm Harbor Strategic. He was a communications director for two Republican attorneys general, worked in the Michigan governor's office and with the legislature. He joins us by Skype. So, Vicki, in the Detroit municipal bankruptcy, the city sold off some of its assets, and it helped close the bankruptcy a lot more quickly. What do you think of the state selling something like the Blue Water Bridge to pay for road repair?
Two different scenarios you're talking about here. Selling off assets for a one-time fix in order to find some money to repair roads, which is an ongoing cost of about $2 billion a year going forward, doesn't make any sense at all. There are many other options available should the legislature decide that they don't want to raise taxes. And one of those ideas could be creating a state infrastructure fund and putting those particular assets in it and hanging on to them, but allowing people to buy shares to raise capital to monetize those assets without selling them off.
John, how does selling off assets such as rest stops, airports, and bridges sound to you as a way to pay for road repair and avoid new taxes?
Boy, I think a lot of people around Lansing heard that news and said, what? What are you talking about? Sell the Blue Water Bridge. But, you know, the state budget has literally increased by billions, even since Vicki left office. And although a lot of that is services to citizens and important ones, it's good, I think, to periodically question what government has done and if it still makes sense to own all these items. Realistically, there's a limit to what's feasible. You know, I think the initial reaction proves that. And I think that's why I don't see the Mackinac Bridge or the University of Michigan on the list. There's a limit because those kind of iconic institutions serve a public purpose, first of all, and there's probably way too much public pride in letting them go. But I think some people are probably willing to have a conversation about the Clare Rest area.
And we'll talk about that a little further, but Michigan only actually owns half of the Blue Water Bridge. I don't know if Canada has any veto power over selling it to a private interest. At any rate, how much does half of an international bridge go for these days?
Well, they're saying it could raise as much as $800 million to $1 billion. Canada has a very strong feeling about private ownership of public projects such as bridges, and that's why the expansion of the Maroon Bridge, the Ambassador Bridge, was problematic for them, and that's why we are going now to a very large expanded international Gordie Howe Bridge that will be owned by two government entities. I think that when you're looking at road money, and despite the fact that the state budget has grown, the discretionary funding portion of the state budget has not grown. And that's key to this whole discussion. There is nowhere to get additional money to fix the roads unless you look at some kind of tax structure or fees to actually come up with the $1 billion or $2 billion a year to fix the roads. And there's this reluctance to do what is necessary and to have to the political courage to add money to that general fund somehow, some way. And we are stuck in a general fund mess that has existed at the same level for almost 20 years and has not grown. So in real dollars, it's actually fallen quite a bit because of inflation.
John, a libertarian once made the argument to me that state government has no business building roadside rest stops. There are plenty of commercial businesses to visit, maybe spend some money as well. I believe Michigan was the first state to build roadside rest stops. Is it time to stop and sell them?
Well, it's always struck me when I would make my high school trips to Cedar Point that the rest stops along the Ohio Turnpike are these gorgeous, wonderful places filled with restaurants and nice places to hang out, very different than the ones that we have in Michigan. But the other argument I've heard also is that those would tend to take away from the local towns along the road at each of the exits that build up. So I think we want to be careful about impacting businesses and cities and towns that are already functioning. You both hit on the real issue. The real issue is that voters consistently say they oppose road taxes, but they hate the roads. So I think what the Republicans are doing is actually strategic. They're trying to show the public, hey, before we even talk about raising your taxes, we're not going to just put up the governor's plan right away. We're going to look at government and say, where should we be cutting back first? And people have challenged them. Democrats have challenged them and said, hey, you were in power for the last 8 years. Where's all your cuts? So here we see example of people coming forward and saying, this is what we can cut. Clearly, reading up on the Blue Water Bridge situation does seem very complex. We're still paying off the debt on the second span that was installed under Governor Engler. And the idea that we only own the bridge out to the center point of the arc over the river would certainly seem to be complicated besides the fact that it's an international border crossing. However, that said, there is precedent for the state to sell property. I referenced Governor Engler. Back in my time with him, he sold what was the Workers' Compensation Fund. It was a part of the state government. After a while, it got so big it didn't make sense for the government to be in the insurance business, and they sold what was called the Accident Fund to Blue Cross, and it seemed to work out for everyone. Governor Engler also infamously sold off Governor Blanchard's jet copter. So there's a reason to look at the airplane fleet and everything else. And we've all heard about Indiana selling its section of that turnpike and took back in $4 billion. But that does create other questions and other problems, the main one being the one-time funding.
Okay, so if we're taking a look and we're making some kind of an assessment about what do we really want to keep and what as a state and what do we want to get rid of, you guys got any other ideas of state assets we could sell off to pay for the roads?
Again, I don't think selling off assets is the answer. I don't mind the legislature taking a look and trying to find a monetary price or value of the assets that the state does own. But there are much more creative ways to monetize those assets. As I said, we could create a state infrastructure fund, make the dividends from that fund tax-free in the state of Michigan, much like our municipal bonds. There are ways to do this where you keep control over the asset and make sure that it's generating revenue that can also pay dividends and funnel that money into the road fund. Those creative public-private partnerships have not yet been explored by the legislature, and they should start to take a look at that. There's also companies that have been created using the Michigan Economic Development Corporation startup company funds that may not be overly profitable to spin them off, but may be profitable enough to generate a steady income that could be packaged in a mutual fund that's sold by the state of Michigan. But again, selling off assets is a one-time quick fix that doesn't solve the ongoing problem of the state's infrastructure needs.
John, you get the last word.
You know, as a Spartan, I think first and foremost, I'd be perfectly fine if the state sold off the University of Michigan.
As a Michigan grad, I would not.
Vicky puts out a lot of creative ideas, and all those could turn out to be good ideas. I think the main point is they're all very complex ideas, and what the legislature and the governor are looking to do is to have a fix. I wouldn't necessarily call it a quick fix because that sounds negative, but they do need to get moving. And more than likely, the sales of this property probably are not going to happen.
John Selick is CEO of Lansing public relations firm Harper Strategic. And Vicky Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic state legislature. Hey, thanks to both of you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks, Lester.